We're doing Parshat Baal Atcha, and we learned how Miriam and Aaron spoke inappropriately of Moshe. It's hard to understand exactly what they said that was so inappropriate, but they said something that was inappropriate.
They made assumptions.
And they get punished by Hashem. In the conversation where Hashem speaks to them, so Hashem says everything plainly. And only after Hashem finishes his speech does the Ribon Shel Olam, blessed be He, say, Vayicharaf Hashem. Hashem got upset. Shouldn't it have begun with that? So there's a fantastic comment by Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi on the Parsha. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi was an early commentary who commented on Rashi. He lived approximately 750 years ago. Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi wrote the following. He said, Hashem was coming to tell them something, to rebuke them. And if you want someone to hear your rebuke, you cannot be upset at them. The fundamentals of getting a point across when you're rebuking someone, if you really want to get the point across, you cannot be upset. Because when you're upset, the first thing a person feels is the fear of your being upset. And they have a very hard time hearing anything else. And so even though Miriam and Aaron were big tzaddikim, Hashem taught us in the way He spoke to them how you can get a message across. Don't let the anger be expressed. Hashem doesn't express any anger. When the whole conversation's over, then Vayicharaf Hashem. This is one of the most fundamental points in relationships, in interhuman relationships. You want to get a point across? Who's going to listen to you? No, generally they won't. People spend their whole married life wishing they could get a point across and not getting it across. When we pick up, is that the Shem after the pizza? I want to read to you what Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi writes about rebuke, because this is the most fundamental point that people destroy their marriages with. They think there's nothing terrible about rebuking. And I'll give you a small example.
When they do something wrong.
To correct someone. To tell them they're doing something wrong. No, it doesn't have to be harsh. Let's say...
you didn't pick up the toilet seat after you.
Let's take a simple example. Your spouse forgot to put away the milk at night. Do you tell them the next morning, hey, honey, by the way, you forgot to put away the milk last night? Why not? Is it personal? Did I say something hurtful? What's wrong?
You're implying stuff. Even if you're not trying to.
So that's where we'll pick up. I want to go grab our pizza. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, the next class.